With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The weather may foul up your weekend. Rita Foley explains.
Millions of Americans are going to see some bad weather. The National Weather Service says a wintry mix could make for dangerous traveling conditions through today from the Pacific Northwest into parts of the nation's midsection. The Northeast should expect heavy, wet snow and gusty winds. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts. The Weather Service warning power may get knocked out in some areas there. Parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia may see ice from freezing rain. And that, say forecasters, could make travel hazardous there tonight and tomorrow. I'm Rita Foley.
Also at SRNnews.com, the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, chaired by Republican James Comer of Kentucky, will begin moving forward with holding first son Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress.
Chairman Comer this week indicated on X, formerly known as Twitter, that the House Oversight Panel will soon initiate contempt of Congress proceedings against Hunter Biden after he defied a subpoena to sit for a closed-door deposition last month. Instead of taking part in the interview, the first son arrived at the Capitol and read a statement to the media outside, openly defying his subpoena. Hunter Biden insisted he would only testify in a public hearing. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Classes remain closed at Perry High School, a day after a 17-year-old student opened fire at the small-town Iowa school, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others, the suspect dying of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. Wall Street drifting higher after reports showing a job market remains solid, the Dow up 16 points, and the NASDAQ also ahead 16 points. This is SRN News. Another U.S. school faces an anti-Semitism investigation.
This time it's George Mason University, Virginia's largest public research school, sitting just outside Washington, D.C. Federal investigators are looking into allegations that GMU has violated the rights of Jewish students. Harvard, Stanford, and several other institutions are under scrutiny since they hosted pro-Palestinian rallies in the wake of the October Hamas attack on Israel. Some of those protests included anti-Semitic activities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pope Francis doubling down on his decision to allow Catholic priests to bless same-sex unions. The Vatican has released a five-page statement insisting that there is nothing heretical in Pope's decision. Numerous Catholic bishops in Africa and Europe have rejected these blessing ceremonies, vowing not to implement the new policy in their jurisdictions. This is SRN News. For the first time in more than a decade, Baltimore recording fewer than 300 homicides in a single year.
Although it is a step in the right direction, 263 people were killed in the Maryland city last year. Dozens of mourners gathered outside City Hall earlier this week for a candlelight vigil in which the names of the 2023 homicide victims were read aloud. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott says his administration has an anti-violence strategy, and he says it's working. Quoting the mayor, "We're finally seeing those efforts paying off, saving lives." Rich Thomason reporting.
Federal officials clearing the way for Florida to begin importing cheaper prescription drugs from Canada. It's the first time any U.S. state has used the approach and follows years of frustration with U.S. drug prices. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed the plan into law in 2019, but it did require FDA approval. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.